Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare? See, there are a lot of people out today. La 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 la. Thank you.
Hi, this is Keith, and you're listening to the Retro Radio Podcast.
This guy's most likely be my boss for the next year or so.
And don't forget us.
We're the Retro Guts. I'm David.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Jill.
The Retro Radio Podcast, the Internet's best-kept secret source for your favorite old-time radio shows. But the word is getting out. It's always family-friendly, always good, clean, fun.
There, how am I doing now?
It's the place where
new tech
meets old tech and likes it.
I'm a friend of yours, Nettie. Won't you put that axe down so we can talk?
Visit us on the web at retro-otr.com.
Now,
while you're there, you can leave me an email.
Now,
comment on any of the shows.
Now,
you can browse archives by categories. Drop us a line. We would love to hear from you.
Oh, Alice, you and your wild ideas.
Hello, this is Keith, and welcome back to the Retro Radio Podcast. And I don't want to take up an awful lot of time because we have a special double feature. Two back-to-back Melody Roundups featuring Lum and Abner.
Melody Roundup was a production by the Armed Forces Radio Service.
And they'll be...
The shows aren't dated, but this will be shows numbered 640, with Jimmy Wakely, also 614 with Cottonseed Clark, and music provided by Roy Acuff.
Thank you very much. And the Melody Roundup is a show that I just actually kind of stumbled upon. I was looking for information because, of course, coming up in about a week and a half will be the Lum and Abner Festival down in Pine Ridge, Arkansas, June 3rd and 4th, 2011. The actual festival runs through the whole weekend from the 2nd through the 5th. But the 3rd and 4th are special days because the National Lum and Abner Society will be present. And to find out more information about who the National Lum and Abner Society is and what they'll be doing, visit the lumandabnersociety.org. All right. With that said, we'll move on along. First of all, thanks, Ray. You know why. That is appreciated very much. The other thing is we had some requests to carry Chicken Man, so I carried Chicken Man. And then I had a request from Sandy Orkin, the current holder of the copyright on Chicken Man, and he says to not do it, so we had to stop. And so you won't find it on the page anymore.
Oh, no, that's too bad. I really like Chicken Man. Is there any more news about the website to know about?
I've been trying to develop other things on the page. I've been having a lot of trouble with errors for about 2 weeks, and I finally got them all worked out. I've just been trying to streamline the look of the page so it didn't take a long time to load. So it works better with people who browse using mobile platforms and other things besides just Windows and Internet Explorer. And I think that pretty much summarizes everything that I wanted to tack on here. So let's get on with the show. Take it away, Retro Bods.
Thank you. We will. Let's have some fun with Jack Benny as he visits his vault.
Excuse me, Ray. I've got to go down to my vault. I'll be right back. I'm out across the bridge over the moat. Yeah. Look at that alligator. So strong and powerful. He's been very valuable to me, too. 3 wallets and a belt, and he's still as healthy as ever. Hope he forgets by next Christmas. He's getting wise to me when I come in here with a piece of meat in one hand and a can of ether in the other. Down, boy. See you later.
Password.
It's toasted.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Ed.
How are things on the outside world?
Oh, fine, fine. How have you been, Ed?
Oh, pretty good. Say, Mr. Benny, I hate to complain, but it's awfully cold down here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ed. The next time I come down, I'll bring a stove.
Well, if it's all the same to you, I'd rather have clothes.
Oh, well, I'll send some down. I gotta open the safe and get some money.
Shall I lie down so you can give me the ether again?
No, no, Ed, you can watch this time. Well, let me see. The combination is right to 45, left to 60, back to 15, then left to 110. There. See how much money I need. There, this ought to be enough. Gosh, look at that big pile of money way in the back of the safe. Boy, if the South had won, I'd be a millionaire. Well, I better close the safe. Well, I gotta be going along now. So long, Ed.
Goodbye, Mr. Benny.
Okay, kids, I'm ready. Let's go.
Yes, let's go and get started with our first feature.
Service men and women, come along to Melody Roundup. Howdy there, all you folks with the West in your soul. It's another Melody Roundup of cowboy songs provided today by Jimmy Wakely and his rodeo boys. And warming up their old rocking chairs are those two fancy rockers from Pine Ridge, Lum and Abner. And while they're busy counting splinters, let's listen to Jimmy Wakely and the boys tell us about my old hometown.
Upon my window sill.
Well, talk about cabbages and kings. Here they are, right from the cabbage patch, two cabbage heads and a king of the rodeo, Lum and Abner and Jimmy Wakely.
It's gonna be a fresh barrel of kraut, too, if I can get my hands on that Baker varmint, if you don't quit calling me such names as that. Cabbage heads already.
Well, fellas, we know you're going to be happy to hear we got Jimmy Wakely and his rodeo boys. Jimmy, come on up here. I want you to kind of keep an eye on your boys.
All right, I'll sure do that, boys.
We ain't going to have no calf roping or bulldog in here in the studio. Just want them to play their instruments.
No, but I'll help you hogtie that varmint that called you guys cabbage heads.
I never liked that myself.
Oh, I think he's off of the beam a little bit there.
Yeah, he's sort of behind the door when the brains was passed out. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Him and his fancy marshmallow ways.
Yeah. His headphones never knit straight, you know.
They knitted him with a cotton rake or something like that.
He lost the spoke out of his wheel.
Let's get some music started. I'm so dad blame mad here. Something don't cool me down, no tell what'll happen.
I know it. I can tell by looking at you. Well, here's a request from Farman First Class Charles Canetta. I hope nobody knocked me on mine. He wants us to play Blue Trail.
Well, let's play it. You know that one, Jim.
All right, Lum, light up your pipe and let's all start here.
Another letter from Wally Sampson. Let's play this one for Wally. He wants to hear Now You Care No More For Me.
That's a funny title, but we'll try to sing it.
Won't her friends tell her?
Once I loved you oh so dearly, and I thought that you loved me. Now you're gone and found another. another, and you care no more for me.
Well, that was mighty fine. Mighty fine, Jimmy.
Well, thank you, Lum.
Now, here's a hard one. I can't make this letter out. I wish you'd help me read it here.
What is it? What is it?
It's scratching. It's from L.J. Walters and his buds.
Looky like he wrote that with that turkey quill. It wasn't quite out of the turkey, don't it?
Yeah, maybe he
still had the turkey
it.
On the end of it.
Yeah, I believe it did there somewhere. It's blotty.
Well, we ought to be able to read it because we don't write very well, too.
Well, you read that. What do you say?
Oh, what do you write so big for? Do you think we're hard of hearing or something?
What does that say there, Jimmy?
What's that, Lum?
Right there.
Oh, in that little hillbilly town.
What is a hillbilly? That's still bothering me.
Well, you city dudes like you wouldn't know. Guys that come from Mena, like Lum here, you know?
Yeah, he's city.
He don't want to associate.
I'm not exactly city. I was sort of the edge of town. I live there.
Yeah?
Yeah, just barely.
Edge of town. Had to grease his wagon twice to get to town.
Yeah, I had to take a long feed for the mules.
Well, could you play that little hillbilly town for...
Yeah, we dedicate it to all them hometown boys.
L.J. Walters and his buds.
Would you love to have me sing it?
Yes, I would, Abner. Listen, will you think about them bees a-buzzing and the flowers a-blooming and P-38s overhead? Wonderful sight.
Yes, it is. Yes,
let's
it
sing
is.
It. Let's
play
sing.
It. Let me hear you play it once, and then I'll sing it after a while.
All right.
Here.
Let us have it, Lum.
From Master Sergeant Harry Sills.
Is that the $64 question?
Yeah. Wants hitting the trail for home.
Well, let's hit it.
Well,
guess us hit it, too, while we're at it.
I think we better. I think that's about all the time we got anyway.
Let's you play it, and then we'll all hit it.
That's all we got time for, hitting the trail for home.
Yeah. are slow, galloping o'er the ground to heaven we're bound. No better place could ever be found. Moonbeams so gay brighten our way, hitting the trail for home.
Well, we're on our way back to where we came from, but we'll be ambling back soon. Don't forget to write in your request to Melody Roundup, Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA. Till our next time, it's so long from Lum,
Abner,
and Jimmy Wakely.
That was great. Now here's Keith with a quick reminder.
One special way you can support our podcast is to make a donation to our retro PayPal tip jar. You can find it on the sidebar over right-hand side, and you'll see the piggy bank icon. Just click the PayPal link. It's safe and secure and easy to do.
Just visit retro-otr.com and donate today.
Back to our featured presentation.
Hi, you cowhands. This is another roundup of your favorite songs and scherzos from Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys. In the Beat Your Choppers department are those two gummers from Pine Ridge, Lum and Abner. Well, there's many a slip between the cup and the lip, so don't be surprised if you hear from a special guest as well, Cottonseed Clark. Right now, you hear music as only Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys can play it. Light it up, men!
Passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry, and I can't forget her, though I try. All I do is hang my head and cry. Oh, I know not how to ease my mind, and she left the world of love. Every time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry. Golden love, oh golden love, you're gone. Have you done? You have made me lose my only one. Now each time I see her passing by, all I do is hang my head and cry.
Well, mow my lawn and call it cut. Here they come now, Lum, Abner, and Cottonseed Clark, two gay young blades and a dandelion.
Granny, which one is the dandelion?
That's two gay young bloods and a sack of bull dimes.
You heard the man. I'm the dandelion of the group.
Are you a dandelion?
Why, certainly.
You're a dandelion, I know that. I don't know about...
Is your name Cottonseed, Clark? Where did you get that name, Cottonseed?
Boys, that's the long... You know, I think I got that name from my old Aunt Sophie. I used to, when I was a little kid, stuff cotton seeds in my ears and nose. It'd take them days to get them out.
Did they sprout? You might be good for around a bale and a half an acre, you know.
It must have been short of land down there. I guess they just planted the dirtiest spot they could find.
Them ears of his look like he's dragging two cotton sacks behind him now, don't they? Well, let's get some music started. Sit down, Cottonseed. You're twisting and squirming worse than a feller's being pestered by a wasp. What's wrong with you? It's out that pestered way. Let us get started with the music here. What's the next
Here's thing? A request here from Private First Class J.W. Sutherland and Corporal H.M. Bolio, Sergeant W.J. McVeigh, and Private C.J. Allen. They want When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again.
That's a fine song.
Oh, it's a beautiful number.
Fine old number.
Turns to Goldie who?
Gold Again. After.
Gold Again. I don't know. I know Goldie Bates over here.
Well, that's a different Goldie. This is Gold Again.
Well, turn it to Gold Again, then.
But someday they'll live again, sweetheart, and my blue moon again will turn to gold. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay. The lips that used to thrill me so, your kisses were meant for only me. In my dreams they'll live again, sweetheart, but my golden moon is just a memory. When my blue moon turns to gold again, when the rainbow turns the clouds away, when my blue moon turns to gold again, you'll be back within my arms to stay.
Grannies, that was uncommonly good.
Yes, it was. That was pretty, boys. That was pretty. Yeah.
Roy Acuff has played before somewhere, right?
Yeah, he had, I believe.
Roy, come over here. I want you to meet Cottonseed Clark.
Oh, don't do it now. We ain't got time for no social gathering. Nobody wants to meet Cottonseed. It's in their right mind anyway.
Never mind,
Roy. Boys, I don't feel good tonight.
Ain't you feeling your level best?
I got up on the wrong side of the bed this morning.
What in the world's the matter with you?
Oh, I was in the bathroom putting some toilet water on my hair, and the lid fell down and hit me right on the back of the neck.
You can see the bump right there.
It's
well,
awful.
I do know. Huh.
Things like that happen.
Well, let's get on with the music in.
Use an artist to frame Uncle Willie's picture.
Here's a letter from Private First Class James Brawley's Jr. at APO 43.
Well.
He's a loyal son of Texas, and he wants to hear My Home in San Antonio.
That's up close to Paris.
Let's build a home for him.
Yeah.
Haven't got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire, I still have my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbor with a how you all, I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansion or a cottage small, I'll just take my home in San Antonio. I traveled all the country on my merry way, been in crowds and felt I was alone. When I feel like bragging, I just up and say, I
I'm a native son of San Antonio. There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo. Someday she's going to be my very own. And we'll buy a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio. Haven't got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire. I still have my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbor with a how you all, I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansion or a cottage small. I'll just take my home in San Antonio.
Hi, Granny Zebra. I don't believe Cottonseed's met Roy Acuff. Roy, come over here and meet Cottonseed Clark.
Not now. Nobody wants to meet Cottonseed Clark. Go on back and play, Roy.
Why doesn't he want to meet me?
Well, it ain't no use a waste of time. We got up here to put some music on for the boys. This ain't no social gathering. You ain't running for nothing, are you?
No, but that's a good
your
idea.
Your kiss, Roy, and let it go at that. This don't have no handshaking and baby kissing going on here unless you give your planks.
Well, let's get down to some music then. What do you think we ought to be hearing?
I know one that Roy does pretty good.
Well, here's what's a that? Request, though. Let's get these requests
all right.
First.
Good, good, good.
Let's dedicate this one to Staff Sergeant Oki Ray at APO 565.
Oki Ray, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Somebody wrote in, didn't sign the name to the letter, and wanted us to dedicate it to him.
Oh, that kind of stuff going on, huh?
Yeah.
Sabotage.
He wants to hear The Great Speckled Bird.
On her book, for I want to be one, never fearing the face of my Savior true love. When he cometh descending from heaven on the clouds as he rides in his word, I'll be joyfully carried to meet him on the wings of that great speckled bird.
Ellie, just ain't no more hot air left in us, men, so we'll just remind you to keep those letters coming in for your special requests. That their address on the mailbox out in front reads Melody Roundup, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
Been wondering what that said on there.
That's what it says.
So long from Lum.
And Abner.
And Cottonseed Clark.
Thank you.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Radio podcast, retro-otr.com.
Well, sit down and stay a while.
Okay. Well, guess I'll run along now.